Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Charlotte Horton.
So I am a Florida native, born and raised. Well, not technically born, but certainly raised in Fort Lauderdale, home to lots of sunshine, lots of beaches, and lots of bull sharks. I grew up sailing, actually, which is sort of a fun fact. A lot of kids always play in the beaches, they swim, they play in the sand, but I was one of the lucky few who, or unlucky, depending on the outcome of the story, but I was able to sail at Lauderdale Yacht Club. And it was a great community, lots of young people, lots of, you know, older people who sail for a living. And I was initially very excited. I'd never been on a sailboat before, and we sailed Opties. And the goal was to eventually race the boats. Now, I'm not the most competitive person. In fact, you could say I am slow on the boats and the water. I get very nervous, and I'm like, la-da-da, I'll take my time. So it was the first time going out to the Intercoastal, and it was a beautiful day out, sparkling water, blue sky. The breeze was very, very slight. The temperature was about 80 degrees. So it was a really pretty day to be sailing. And they towed us, all of us, out of the Intercoastal. There was about 12 of us. My brother was there and a few friends. And we were about, I think, 8 years old then. And the wind started to pick up. And they were having us race around the buoys, you know, and there were these massive orange things just bobbing in the water. And I thought they were a little creepy, to be honest, but I was excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be competitive. I'm going to race and I'm going to win. That's not exactly what happened. So as we are making our second go arounds, and at this point, the water turns from the brackish water of the canal to ocean water. Which was very, very exciting. You know, you could smell the salt in the air and you could taste it, you know, the wind hitting your face. And as the wind picked up speed, I tightened up the rudder and I turned it, jerking it to the starboard side, which was the wrong angle. And my boat flipped. And the sound of the mass hitting the water, me toppling over, was horrifying. And I was bobbing in my jacket, the water's pouring down my face, and I'm floating there for a moment, and I think I see a bull shark. Nobody believed me, but something grazed my leg, and it felt like sandpaper. And mind you, this is in the open water, and it looks like a scene from Jaws. I began to cry hysterically and panicked. I would not flip the boat back over. And we called the boats turtling when they would capsize, and you have to swim back over to the rudder and pull it up from the bottom, but I wouldn't do it. I floated there for about 5 minutes crying until one of the sailing instructors came over and was like, you know, Charlotte, you've got to get back on the boat. I'm like, shark, there's a shark in the water. No, 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 I'm going to die. And they were like, there are no sharks in the Intercoastal. I beg to differ. I was so frightened, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. My brother Joshua was laughing at me, and he thought it was the funniest thing in the world to see me panic-stricken, bobbing in the water like an apple. So they pull me onto their boat, and they start towing it back in, and they make me get back on it. I sat huddled in that boat, staring up at the sky, panic-stricken, shaking, and then I remembered a song that I love called Margaritaville, and I started singing it to myself, and mind you, at 8 years old, margaritas, not really what you should be singing about, but I was singing that the whole way back to the yacht club, and I refused to ever get back into that boat. My parents could not make me. Looking back, I can absolutely say without a doubt, the worst place you should be if there is a shark is in the water. And the faster I had gotten on my boat, probably the safer my life would have been. But I don't think there was a shark, to be honest with you.
Charlotte Horton with a scary shark story.
Yeah, there are so many things that make this an adorable story.
But there's no shark, but
exactly.
She was there.
Exactly, and she told the story so well, although she won't admit that there was no shark, but it sounds like chances are good in the Intracoastal there was no shark. But there are so many fun things about this story, starting with we can picture this little 8-year-old girl who decides she's going to compete with the big boys. She's used to going slow, but she knows what to do. I mean, she's using a lot of lingo, turtling, and she's using rudder and capsize and all these different things. She knows her stuff. And when she gets out there and decides that she's going to take on the big boys, watch out.
What is her obsession with the bull shark? There's lots of sharks out there, but why a bull shark?
She didn't say why she thought it was a bull shark. I did love at the beginning the rhythm she used. Lots of such and such, lots of sunshine, lots of bull sharks. You know, that parallelism that she used. And this is a person who says, I'm a Florida native. Well, I'm not technically born and raised. Well, not technically born. This is a person who feels like a Florida native. So she was here from a very early age. So she feels like she might as well have been born here. She doesn't have any other memories of the place. So she knows a bull shark when she feels it.
I also like how she could laugh at herself because acting hysterical in the water is not really your highest moment.
And staying in the water when you're afraid of a shark is not exactly the brightest thing to do either. But she was so terrified that she wasn't really thinking logically. She was just kind of paralyzed.
I suppose that's where people could relate to the story because there are times when you get very scared and you don't know what to do.
Yet, she had the presence of mind as a budding storyteller to notice her surroundings. So she notices in a beautiful way all the senses involved, the taste, the feel, the sound, the sights. She is really quite good at setting the scene. We are there with her.
I could just imagine her instructors on that day trying to calm her down. Everybody must have thought there was a shark in the water.
Or maybe not, because I would imagine that the older kids there and the instructor knew it couldn't have been a shark. But when you are in that moment and when you are a child, there is that helplessness, that vulnerability, that extreme vulnerability. And when you feel that people are laughing at you, as her brother was, when you feel nobody understands you and you are terrified, that's a horrible feeling. And children go through that in one version or another of that. This was obviously very dramatic and traumatic in many different ways. So I see this as a classic story about childhood and a nobody understands me story.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneil, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fasinfrank.au.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.